Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Monday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. Check us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 in Richmond. You could also stream us live on the Odyssey app and watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're available in many ways. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, April 29th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Allville's here.
Hello, all. Happy Monday, kind of.
And Jason Bishop.
Good morning, boys.
I've never seen you wear those pants before.
Is it a new pair? He broke them out?
No. Brand new.
JP is being sarcastic.
How many times have I seen you wear those pants?
Hundreds.
Let me guess. Are they the Navy?
Yes.
The title
Naval
pants?
Academy?
What are they?
Hundreds.
Yeah, the pants. Like, did you get them from Pete Medhurst?
Navy football.
Oh, they're Navy.
I mean, he's been wearing those.
They're
things.
My most comfortable.
I would say
pants.
You got your money's worth, but I know you didn't pay for it.
I did
you
not.
Got a freebie GB pair.
I got hooked.
It's always good to get the freebies.
Yep. Freebies are definitely good.
They're fantastic.
What's up, boys?
It's a good weekend.
Not for the Caps.
Not for the Caps, but good weekend overall. Weather's, this is going to be the hottest day of the year here in the DMV.
Tickle 90.
Was
the
really nice.
So, but yeah. So far.
Yes.
Hotter year, so far. Yes. Yeah, it'll get hotter.
Of course.
Yeah.
90 degrees in April. That's a little strange.
Mm-hmm. The Capitals, we talked about this on Friday, that if they lost on Friday night and then proceeded to get swept on Sunday, it would be a very quick conversation about the Caps. Now, we are going to have Tarik El-Bashir at 7:20 to kind of do an autopsy on the season. Mm-hmm. And overall, you can say there are some positives. Young players emerging, but that was a quick series.
It was a quick series, but I will do this. Give the Caps a quick clap for giving us a playoff series, which nobody in this room expected a month or a month and a half ago, because this team looked dead. They qualified for the playoffs, which they weren't able to do last year. A sweep, it's not great. Anytime you look at a sweep, it's not fun. But at least we got a playoff sweat.
For a game or two.
Ovi was terrible in the series.
And you got to go to a game.
There's just no way around it. He was awful.
Yeah. Look, they give you a playoff series. Mm-hmm. They give you two home playoff games. Yep. You went on Friday night. I'm imagining, at least at the beginning, the atmosphere had to have been awesome.
The atmosphere was great Friday. Carly pots the early goal. Building is electric. Mm. It's freaking on fire. Yep. And then the Rangers come back and even
in the blink of an
like
eye
within I think it was like
nine was it 9 seconds?
I don't know how long it was, but it was relatively quick. And then they go up 2-1, and then all of the energy is effectively sucked out of the building. I mean, it was a great lead up, early start, early lead, and those good vibes continued for about another minute of real time.
What was the? Oh, I only watched the first two games. I didn't really watch. I kind of kept an eye on the score, but I didn't really watch the last two. Were they just faster? I mean, obviously they're better, but like what was the breakdown?
Armchair NHL analysis here.
Yeah,
they were way better on the power play, way better on the power on the penalty kill. Like, it got to the point where when the Caps got a power play, I was ready to avert my eyeballs from the screen because I was just waiting for the Caps not to be able to set up the power play and or the Rangers scoring a shorthanded goal on the Caps.
Right. Yeah, they scored two shorties
in the series. They were huge. Caps couldn't they couldn't do anything on the power play. Like, they could barely even set up their power play, let alone put any sort of pressure on Igor.
From people that I know, EB, that follow hockey, they noticed a decided speed advantage.
Right.
That the Caps are slower. A lot of that has to do with Ovi, who ended with apparently just 5 shots in 4 games, didn't score a goal in the series. And I think when you have a minus 37 point differential and you squeak into the playoffs as an 8 seed and you face the top seed, the team that won the President's Trophy.
Let me just say this going
forward.
You're
a huge underdog, and probably the other team is just more talented.
You said they were 45 to win.
I told you it went from 48%, dropped to 36, dropped to 24, to 12,
it should never
and then zero.
Have been that
we knew
high.
That from day one. Yeah, I said 30, and that was way too high.
Yeah.
I will watch little to no of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs going forward.
Right.
But
you do that every year.
This is what I do know. I know that I will be rooting hard for the Carolina Hurricanes against the Rangers for many reasons. I don't need Laviolette. I don't need weird Caps fans hyping up, well, Laviolette never should have left, writing revisionist history because everybody knew that it was time for Laviolette to go. And he's having success in New York. Great. Whatever. Won't root for that to happen. Certainly won't root for the cheap shot artists on the Rangers like Rempe, who runs TVR into the boards, knocks him out. Was it Panarin elbowing Oshie in the head? Can't root for them. We'll squarely be in the corner of Carolina, and I don't like them either. But I have to, if I have to pick my poison, I'm picking the poison of the Carolina.
But like
Hurricanes.
You said, you're not going to watch any of it.
So I won't watch, but I will hopefully.
But you're hoping that Carolina
wins. I'll look at box scores, and hopefully I'll see Carolina beating
New York.
The
way I look at it is clearly the Rangers were much better. I mean, when you sweep a team,
they're a better team.
You're much better. You're not slightly better. You're much better.
I tweeted out yesterday. The Caps are facing a superior opponent.
Team. But when you score 7 goals in 4 games, you just have no chance to win.
You're not going to win.
That's the larger problem. Yeah. They just don't score.
So Brian McCollum's got to have a plan in the offseason.
He's got his work cut out for him.
Obviously, there are question marks on guys like Oshie.
Can they make Ryan Leonard change his mind? Because he's a goal scorer in college.
They got to go out and get some free agents who can score is what they need to do.
And you will see more of this next year. LaPierre's goal last night was spectacular. And I know that's just a tiny little blip in a series where the Caps got swept, but that's some hope for the future.
Hey, did you commit a home team sin on Friday?
Ooh.
I saw that you posted a picture of your bearded donks, you, Grant Paulson, and Barstool Nate.
Yes, correct.
And I saw somebody say, what's up with Cakes? He's not rocking the red. So they both were rocking red.
I mean, it's a slight jersey.
You were
foul,
wearing a white jersey.
No, I was wearing the blue alternate, which a lot of Caps fans hate. They hate it. I kind of like it. I think it's a good-looking sweater.
I should like it, too.
The only problem with wearing the blue is that's the primary color of the Rangers. Now, it's not the same blue as the Rangers, but, I mean, that's a slight jersey foul. But it wasn't like I wore, like, a jersey with my name on the back.
But
that's
in the arena, was it 99% red?
It was mostly red. It was mostly red with a smattering of pockets of Rangers fans throughout.
So you stuck out like a sore thumb.
It might have been a slight jersey foul. Not outrageous, but slight. I can see somebody bringing that up, sure. And I am reluctant to do this. I was sitting in a spot where I had two Rangers fans to my left. I had a family of Rangers fans behind me.
Wow.
And a couple of Rangers fans in front of me to the right.
Damn, JVS puts you in the Rangers section?
Look, he gave me, again, JVS, he hooked me. He gave me great seats. It's ridiculous.
Maybe he gave, like, friends and family, like, for the other team.
I don't know. I don't think so. But anyway, I don't like to do this. It goes against everything I hold dear and sacred. But the Rangers fans that were near me, I hate to say this again, they were actually pretty nice.
Oh yeah,
I always have this predisposition towards, especially like Rangers fans, super annoying. They're not gonna stop doing the "Let's Go Rangers" chant all game. It brings me back to like a playoff series in the late '80s when I went to Cap Center and saw the Rangers buzzsaw through the Caps, kind of like this one actually. They were actually pretty nice. Mm. So I'll give them those kudos. All I can't speak for the rest of the Rangers fans in the building, but the ones that were in section, 114, they were actually pretty nice.
When did you give up?
When did I give up?
Yeah. I gave up
probably
after
when they're
game
down
2.
When they're down
0-3.
When they're in a 0-3.
Well, no, this is when I gave up. Game 3 after the Rangers scored bam bam.
I mean,
when they scored those quick goals and they're up 2-1, I said, it's over.
I was to the point where I was considering not watching game 4 just because I just was like, why am I going to stay up till almost mid, you know, 11 o'clock when I basically know the outcome? But I was like, I got to stick it out. So I watched till the end.
Well, I was on the phone with my daughter and she was watching, you know, up in Ithaca. And it was 2-2, like, I don't know, I guess 9:30, 9:45. I don't know.
Yeah. And it was a tie game until the Rangers made it 3-2, and then they potted an empty netter.
Oh, they got an empty netter.
With a minute left when it was, you know, decided. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
T.J. Oshie made it 3-2 with a dumb high-sticking penalty.
That's true. That's true. He did. Yeah.
And, you know, I love Oshie, but it's time to retire. I know he did a little swan song.
He was the last guy off the ice.
And did a double
tap. Oh, he's definitely done.
No, he's going to retire.
They need him to retire. If the contract is too much. Doesn't provide anything at this point. Him and Backe both have to retire.
Well, I think Backe's basically already.
I mean, officially. Yeah. Officially.
Right, right.
Well, I think Oshie provided a lot this year when he was healthy.
Yeah, when he could get out on the ice, sure.
He's never healthy.
Problem is, it's harder
and
harder.
He broke his hand in the series.
Right. It's harder and harder for him to stay on the ice
hurt.
Now.
He gets hurt
and
a lot.
He is a warrior. I love that dude.
I know.
Love
I hate
him.
To see him go.
But McClellan needs to go out, have a plan, go out and get younger, get faster. Get a couple. I don't know who's available in free agency, but you got to get some guys who can put the puck
in
net.
He will, and he'll have more cash to play with, especially if Backstrom retires, and that's like $9 million off the books.
Yeah.
Kuzi's numbers off the books.
So, I mean, it's a given Oshie's done. The way
I don't know if it's a given, but
the way he skated
off. The signs are pointing towards it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if you're doing a long, extended swan song goodbye after you get swept and you're the last guy off the ice, you're 37. You have a hard time staying on the ice at this point.
You've had head injuries, back injuries. I mean, how many times did he have to go back to his chiropractor this year? Twice?
Don't know.
I think it
was
twice.
I remember he played like a man possessed when he came back from Minnesota. I need to take a trip up there. Get some of that.
I'll just miss him. He was
I'll
fun
miss
to
him
watch.
Too.
Yeah,
love him.
Of course.
Yeah. That sucks.
Well, we were all excited that they made the playoffs, and it is overall a good thing to make the playoffs versus miss the playoffs. But we thought, hey, we're going to have a couple weeks to talk about the Caps. It was 1 week.
1 week. But you know what? Again, we'll take it.
Yeah.
I'm happy to get bonus hockey.
Look, they gave us something we didn't think we were going to get.
That is true.
It was only a week. You're right. But
unexpected gift.
Yeah. I didn't think they were getting there.
I had the daddy daughter dance on Friday night at St. Elizabeth's. And the Caps were kind of the talk with the dads because here's what I learned about the daddy daughter dance. You don't dance with your daughter that much. Mm-hmm. They find other kids and they run around. And my kid's going to be the life of the party for sure. She's a ball of energy. Was doing like cartwheels and going crazy. But a lot of the dads were talking about the Caps. And then you could see it ended at 8. And right when everybody was walking out, you could see all the dads like checking their phones for a score.
Also, thank you to my guy JVS for setting me up for the game on Friday. The last thing I would have wanted was to be at the sweep and get home past midnight on a Sunday night. So thank you for the Friday hookup.
Oh, yeah.
It was very nice.
You didn't ask for Friday. You said you'd go to Friday or Sunday, whatever he had available.
He asked, I believe his ask was, are you guys coming out to the game Friday?
Friday, right.
Yes.
Right, right, right.
So that was actually ideal.
But were you going to go to Sunday's game if they had lost? Well, which they did on Friday.
I probably would have gone because I would have felt guilty had I not gone if I was given the hookup. But
I don't know if I would have stayed till the end.
Right.
But I did stay till the bitter end on Friday.
Was the gym packed? Was it completely sold out?
Both games.
It was. Okay, yeah. Good.
He asked me after I said I couldn't go on Friday night. He was like, well, do you want to go on Sunday? And I asked my crew, Kelsey's home for the week. And she said, if they win on Friday.
You know, I can kind of understand that. Mm-hmm. It's not great to be in the building when you're in a 0-3 hole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we did not go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, again, thank you to the Caps for getting to the postseason. We will check back in with you in early September.
Now, it is interesting that you're pro.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Get into the playoffs, even if you lose, get swept or whatever, versus just like lose, get a better draft pick.
Right.
You understand that this is my mentality.
Sure.
Now, if they keep doing this, well, you're going to still be okay with that? Or do you always...
If they keep making the first round of the playoffs and exiting?
Yeah, which is kind of what they've been doing.
Not a big fan of that, but I understand why it happened this particular year.
He's not a tanker when it comes to his Caps.
That's right.
He's a tanker in other sports.
That's generally correct.
Right.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always call us in the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. We'll revisit the Caps. 720 Tarik El-Bashir will join us. We'll do a full autopsy on the season and what to look ahead to next season. Mike Lombardi covers the NFL. Will join us at 8 o'clock. We will talk NFL draft throughout the show. Our pal Chris Russell from the Chris Russell Show on the Team 980 joins us at 9. When we come back, we'll do a full recap of the Commanders draft. Did you like what they did after, of course, drafting Jaden Daniels with the number 2 pick? 800-636-1067.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.